Remedios, Medicine and Wellness for Justice y Liberación. And this section is really about sharing medicine and wellness practices that can support us in our racial equity and decolonization journey so we can arrive at liberation, nourished, and well. And for us, what that means is that wellness outside of a context of colonization and a history of resistance is oftentimes just fueling more of the oppression that we're trying to get free from. And that within a context of the lived histories that we've had, the full lived histories, not just colonization or oppression as our only history, but our full, whole dignity, past, and realities taken into account, that our healing that happens within that context is able to really free us and free others along with us. And so remedios that we have that get passed down, the ones that we develop and remix over time, all of that becomes really important in being able to identify, connect with, resurface if necessary, and make anew all that's available to us to not just fight oppression and dig out its roots within us, but really to also connect back and stay connected to our resistance, our lineages of resistance and longstanding peace and joy and community and love, a revolutionary love. So that's what these sections are about. And for the spring, para la primavera, the one that I've been with, the plant that I've been with, because there's many forms of remedios, but the one that came to me when I thought of the spring being here and new blossoms and what the what is the clock of the world, as Grace Lee Box used to say, may she rest in peace and power, is dandelion. And I never worked with this plant, as far as I know, in my family with a Spanish name. I looked it up and online it says diente de león is one that it's known by, and that seems to sound familiar to some of the other folks here at LREP, so we'll go with it. But a lot of people really know dandelion from sight. If you see it, you might recognize it. I know that I grew up seeing it in the parks that I played in, specifically Jehu Wright Park in Washington Heights. I saw them pop up around this time of the year all over the grassy areas of the park. And, you know, dandelion is such a powerful medicine because it does have a taproot, which means that it can actually really go so deep in the ground. It's roots that keep it there, thriving and able to regenerate itself, dig themselves up to 15, 16 feet into the ground. And so people who sometimes try to get rid of this particular plant from an area will find that, you know, it's not enough to just sort of cut off the top, because the buds and the parts of it that regenerate are usually so far down that just doing that, cutting it at the top, doesn't mean that it won't keep coming back. And so I really love this plant and what it can offer to us in this spring, again, the spring that has come once more. Sometimes since the pandemic, I'm still surprised at the world turning. And so the fact that spring is here again, offering us new opportunities to thaw out from whatever kind of winter we've had, and also have a little bit of space in between that experience of winter and all it offers and summer. I think about the taproot and I think about the thawing that is necessary for us to come back around, that also isn't totally new. I think that there's a way where, you know, messaging around spring is sprung and treating things brand new is a capitalist form of short memory, right? Making it so that if everything is so new, then we can be ahistorical. And as soon as we cut that history off, then we know that we can put other stories in its place, or make it seem as if we are people that don't have long history and lineages. And we know that that was key in the kidnapping and enslavement of Black people and Africans specifically from the continent to create enslavements. And so we want to be very careful about treating newness as a historical. And I really love that Dandelion says that we are deep rooted. We are more than just what is at the surface. And when we pop back up, when something comes back around, sometimes it does come from a long, deep-rooted history that is there, even if this version of me that is coming above ground is new. So it still offers that possibility of newness that is not ahistorical, that does include something that has come before. So I really love that medicine for us. I love what it can offer in terms of reflection. You know, who is it that I am that is coming back around, that is still deeply rooted in my history? So all my faults, all the ways that I've messed up, the ways that oppression has been deep-rooted within me, that I am also saying is not the only part of me, it's not the only thing that exists. Dandelion as a medicine is also a liver tonic. So any kind of liver congestion folks might have, when you think about the function of the liver in the body, it can be extremely cleansing for an organ that is offering cleansing to us consistently, if not constantly. And so I would think about it as medicine for that as well. What is it that I'm ready to shed and let go of in order to move forward, in order to be anew, in order to also do the work that Dandelion offers, which is to tell the truth. And I feel like I have 17 million conversations a day that are all about whether or not we are able to connect to, and then also this being usually the harder part, especially in movement spaces, share our truth. However that might land, however that might come out. So that does not mean being brutally honest. That doesn't mean being rude. It does mean saying that if you have a truth to share, one, connecting with it is important and vital, and Dandelion supports us in doing that. That's what the cleansing can be about, particularly if you are someone who believes that organs hold emotions, liver can be associated in some cultures with holding anger. You know, what would happen if we were actually able to cleanse from, really work with, walk with, be with our anger and see what it has to offer us, not to stuff it down, vilify it, say it's no good or not welcome here, but really be with it and say, thank you for what you've offered me. And with that, share our truth around it, share our truth around what could be underneath that anger, who is it that is needing to receive it in a way that would be healing for us, might be healing for them, and whether that happens or not, whether it's healing for them or not, it's healing for us. And to get that far, to share it. So there's that other piece that goes beyond the superficial. So I say that to say that I think that there's a lot of ways that in healing spaces, awareness, like healing stops at awareness. Oh, I became aware of fill in the blank, and that's it. But where does the behavior change? So for instance, I would say that specifically around racial equity work, I think Dandelion can be a really powerful medicine for light-skinned people within Latin American, Spanish-speaking Caribbean communities, especially if you are a light-skinned Black person within our communities, as I am, to really speak the truth, connected to the truth that we need to be connected to for ourselves. So what are the things that have been showing themselves to be true about us? Like, I take up a lot of space is a truth that came early to me and working with Dandelion. And that was hard for me to swallow because I have a whole list, a long list of reasons of why I should take up space and I need to take up space and taking up space is necessary. And all of that is true. And also when I am in a mixed race space, when I am in space with darker skinned Black people, what are the ways that I was taking up space that were unhealthy for me and them? And that really were not acknowledging the privilege that I had as a lighter skinned Black person. And you know, once I get connected to that, it also helps me to cleanse and be with the anger of what these systems do to pit us against each other, the ways that I was feeding into that, to get to the actionable part of letting go what I needed to let go of, to change my behavior and actually stop taking up as much space when that is not, when that was disorganizing us. And so I would say that there are ways that this particular medicine, this time of the year, can be really beautiful to bring us truths that we need to surface for ourselves. And that example I just gave is one. And then also sometimes truths that we need to express to other people. And I would say that the thing about dandelion is it's very persistent, and it really is not about politeness or niceness or surface. It's not going to keep things at the surface. The truth that comes out is going to get to the tap root, and so preparate. you know, it is what it is. But I do think that it can be a really beautiful medicine to work with in the spring, again, this thawing season, so that whatever happens, at least you have the summer to look forward to. And you know, I could say so much more about that season, but you know, it's nice to maybe, you know, have that to look forward to. If I was going around here slanging truth, you know, before the winter, you know, in the fall, my life might look very different going into like the dark, cold winter after having done that. So this might be a good time of year with like the summer to look forward to. So that's the medicine that came to mind to me. I pray that it is offering something to somebody, some people that is needed. And we are here to hear back from you all, also to receive and know what remedios come up for you this time of the year. Are there any reactions you're having to this particular one? And have you worked with dandelion in the past, diente de león, in a way that you want to share about what has brought to your life? So look forward to sharing more about this throughout the season. And thank you. Thank y'all.